Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy.
Big Bam's in the house.
And I'm Josiah Sick-Witted Arabello. We are recording today, Monday, October 7th from Memnock Studios. We are here with a very special co-producer and guest.
I am Sadie.
What's up?
I guess that would be me.
I am Count Sadie.
How are you guys doing today,
the
gentlemen?
Count.
Hello, the Count.
The Count is here. Yeah, dude, Sadie's here.
Yes, old friend of ours.
Old friend.
We'll go into origin story in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, okay, Adam, did you get any Twitter love this week? I know you did, Dick.
I got a lot of retweets of the stuff we did from last week.
Tweeted like
crazy. A lot of people from those Outlaw.
Yes, Zombie Outlaw, so Brian J. Apodaca, Captain_Midnight on Twitter, dude. Thanks for shooting your people our way. We got hit. I'm just going to give some quick love. At Writer 3013, Albert Alvarado hits us up for the villain at Mem the Beaner. Finally, this is when we finally fucking posted our fucking pod. He's like, finally, I was afraid the Dolphins loss might have had you two feeling too down to do a show this week.
Fucking guy, dude.
And then it was funny because the three of us just start shooting the shit on Twitter, dude, on each other's teams. And then at Search 2299, our boy, to the both of us, sorry for the helicopter appearance. I'll try to keep it down next time. Great show, guys. Next milestone, episode 100. So that's way cool. We hit episode 10 last week. So thanks, Sergio. We appreciate that. These next ones are going to go to the people on Twitter that hit us up, retweeted not just our Zombie Outlaw, but our podcast, our iTunes link. So at Dead Vinyl, Simon LaFang, thank you. At Rob Harrington. At Jesse_Holland, Jesse Holland. At Evil Pilgrim, which his name is Drunk Evil Power Master. Love that fucking name. At Mortal Coil, her name is Mira Mortal. At By Zombie, thank you so much. At Kishore Joshi, his name is Kishore Joshit. At Adman Comics, Madman Macrobruix. At Mad Zant, Matthew Santar, and at Chuck_Suffle, whatcha reading? Thank you guys so much, dude.
Take a breather on that one, man.
Yeah, right. That was good. Although this one was kind of cool too, at Chris Jones, he's an artist, dude. I saw him on fucking Twitter. He's like, if you guys got anything to plug, if you're an independent artist, writer,
oh, I saw that, yeah.
Please retweet this. So he retweeted us like crazy. So thank you, at Chris Jones Art. So yeah, man, that's it, dude, for Twitter love, man. We got fucking hit good. Our podcast was looking good, fucking.
Yeah, we got some really good numbers this week.
Yeah, so we're looking sharp, guys. Thank you so much. Find us on iTunes under Comic Syndicate. You can find us on Automatic.com as well. Give us a shout. Give us a listen.
Cool. That's good for Twitter love. We're going to go into some sports, but we're going to talk a little bit to Sadie.
Before we do
that, you guys didn't give me no Twitter love?
I did a search for Sadie.
Sadie Morales, right? And we didn't find any fucking Sadie Morales on Twitter, man.
I'm being blacklisted.
Put it like that.
I guess I gotta jump on there.
Well, how do you feel about it, dude? I mean,
I've never really had that much interest in it so far.
Okay.
Because I can't say that people would want to follow me. I'd have to find a reason for them to follow me. But
well,
I guess now I know there is
friends.
It's networking on a different level. I mean, Facebook is more networking with friends, family. This is more like if you got something you can plug, like-minded individuals that you guys have the same interest. You know, we're all into MMA.
It
we follow
like
MMA fighters.
3 minutes.
Yeah, one of my buddies is all Andrew Ortega. He's on there, and he's just like, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll follow him. You can follow me.
There you go.
I'll follow you guys.
And then
I'll be on that list too next week.
There you go, man.
Fire fans, bro, right there.
Well, you're on the show, man, so we're going to plug you anyways once we set it up.
At Sadie Morales. That's already my Twitter account. I already said it.
I already took it.
He's got to buy it off of you.
He also took your brother's just in case, too, man. You know he did.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. All right, dude. Origin story, man. All right. You guys have known each other before I met Sadie Sue. You guys used to be neighbors, right?
Yeah, man. It's
how old was we? Like, I was like,
you were like 5 years old, man. How old are you right now?
I'm 33.
I'm 30. I'll be 36. So three. Yeah, dude. I think it was in fifth grade. You were like in Second or something. You didn't come to my junior high. No, my elementary school, though.
Well, we know.
Private stuff. Yeah, exactly. No, but like, I was telling this story before we went on air, and it was funny because I seen this crazy kid just knocking the hell out of this one car right next to my house. And down where we used to live, this is where that bank was.
There's
a little slope to this parking lot of some apartments. Mm. And this kid just throws this cool little car. I mean, back in the day, if you had a nice little car.
It was like a Hot Wheel type of...
Why are you beating up your car, fool?
I was hungry.
No, but it was like, just like, just smashing it. Oh, really? And I think, what the hell is wrong with this kid? All of a sudden. And I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I want to get the little doll that's right driving the car.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, that sounds like Adam.
I remember.
I think he's a Batman.
And then they came, it was cool because they came and joined me in smashing the...
That's cool.
Well, you came and helped me out.
Right after that, I mean, I think we used to ride down with this one wagon I used to have.
Oh, nice, dude.
It was fun, him and his brother.
Yeah, your brother Joe, man. I heard you guys used to tell me you guys were triplets back then.
Oh my god!
No, you know, people used to say something like that because he was dark. Like,
I was dark.
Yeah.
He was still a little dark, but not so mocha like me. No, man. But
red eye.
It was fun times.
Cool, man.
It was good times.
I think beat you up a few times too.
You guys were always moving around, like, you know, different week or another house.
Typical Mexican household. Hey, it happened to me too.
I'm from El Salvador. There's another one.
I forgot about that.
No, you know what? You're right. I did move around a lot.
Yeah.
But it was cool though because he moved close.
Like two blocks away.
So I got my exercise going to his house.
There you go. That works, man.
He used to go break my toys.
Yeah. My origin story with Sadie is I joined wrestling in high school. Sadie used to be my wrestling's coach, dude. So good times, had a fucking blast, dude. Fucking good fucking finally catch
up. You know, it was cool. And remember after that, after you graduated, like a few years after, I think you just turned 21, we saw down at, we used to play pool
together, yes, all the time.
We were at the Gameworks and
Irvine.
We got hammered one time. We were cool. We just like,
Dude, it was good times, man. Yeah, we got to do some shooting pool sessions. But all right, man. Fucking, what else? Any stories? You guys ready to jump into the sports gig?
Let's do it. Got some.
Oh,
I think I lost this week.
Adam took seven games of last week. I took eight. The final two games that were played. That's going on right now. Adam and I went for the same team as the last two teams. So technically, I won by default 7-8. No matter what happens. So Adam got me this wonderful fucking monster over here. So he bought drinks, CD. We're going to run over next week's games. Loser, whoever gets the least amount of wins, buys drinks.
I lost last week, so I brought you guys food. Spaghetti.
Even better, dude. All right, cool, man.
Good stuff, dude.
That'll be it, man.
Thanks to my wife for bringing that.
Yes. Araceli, thank you so much, dude. We're totally going to grab that up, dude. Looks bomb already, dude. All right, Adam, do you want to go over sports, dude?
I'll go over week five.
Football, week five.
Sports. We got Cleveland over Buffalo, and that was a good game.
Cleveland over Buffalo. Okay.
37-24.
All right.
We got, then Sunday, we got Saints over Chicago.
That was a good game. What was the score on that one, actually?
We got 26-18, and that's a pretty good test for Breeze.
Yeah, for sure. What else you got, man?
Fucking shitty-ass Cincinnati.
Fucking yes, junior boys.
Fucking dream crushing my boy Brady, dude. That's bullshit. Dude.
I'm telling you that the Cincinnati defense, I'm digging on, dude. They're just pretty sharp. They're solid, man. Sadie, chime in anytime. Well, do you have a particular
team? I like the orange and the black. No, that's all I can chime right there. No, man. I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm glad to see them win.
Vic got hurt though, dude. Well, actually, because we'll talk about Vic.
Well,
right
they
now,
played
dude.
Fucking Giants, but that's cool. That's cool.
That's all right. All right. Time for first.
Hey, there you go. I can't even talk shit. Dude, my Steelers are still
beautiful. Must be nice to be first.
Yeah, Green Bay. Green Bay took Detroit 22-9.
Yeah.
Good game. Kansas is on fire, dude. Alex Smith is.
He's still kicking ass, man.
The guy is a fucking beast.
Yeah.
His 5-yard passes are like. He's
getting it done.
That's all he does.
That's all he needs, though, man.
Beats Tennessee 26-17. Andrew Luck fucking Wilson up.
Yes, yes. Wow. Dude, that was
34-28.
I did not catch it. I wish I would have seen that.
Jesus. The Rams in Jacksonville. Fucking Jacksonville just needs to go away. Rams 34-20, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right?
They have no fans.
Canada or what?
Dude, fucking like Africa, dude, somewhere, dude. We got Baltimore and Miami.
Yeah, dude, I went for fucking Miami that one. What was the score on that one again?
26-23. And that goes to our boy,
Albert.
Albert, man. Your team sucks.
Well, actually, that's a close game, dude, and Ravens' defense is actually solid, man. And Flacco, I don't care for him, but he's actually a good quarterback, dude.
What? Fuck both those teams.
You're wrong, man.
All right, we got Philly.
Yes, there we go. That's a Sadie's team, right?
Sadie's team playing the retard Manny.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Eli.
36-21, beat their ass.
Did he throw any picks this week? I want to say two at least, right? So he's got
The last two.
He's got more picks than he's thrown touchdowns this season, I want to say.
The last two touchdowns were from his Eli's interceptions.
So yeah, dude, leave it to Eli. I don't know what's going on with them, dude. It just looks like their defense is shot. And Eli's
his team's catching up to him.
Like, but they're only like 3.5 games back.
That division's going to be a lot closer than I think people.
Who's back? My Giants haven't won a game.
That's true, dude. Well, that's
terrible.
The rest of the division's pretty tight, though, dude. Right?
Yeah,
can go either way.
They're 2.5 games from first.
There you go.
Looking
at it for the division, yeah, that's not bad.
Division, yeah.
Fuck, man, but I don't know, man. He can't. At least he put up points this game.
For the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Eagles, though, dude, Michael Vick got hurt, dude.
Yeah.
Hamstring. What was it, dude?
Well, it wouldn't be a Sunday if Vick didn't get hurt.
Fuck.
He always gets hurt. He's a good quarterback.
He's injury prone, but yeah.
But he runs the ball too much.
I want to say a hammy, dude. So all right, dude. Hope Vick gets better, man. What else? You can finish it up.
Arizona and Carolina.
Dude,
Cardinals won 22-6.
I did not see that one coming, dude. Fucking the Cardinals are playing good ball too, right? You keep going for them, and they keep fucking winning for some reason.
No, Cardinals did win.
Arizona, dude.
Good game.
Yeah.
The game of the week, I think, was Denver and Dallas.
Oh my gosh, such a good fucking game this week, guys.
51-48.
It was a shootout. So whoever, I'm gonna be one of them. I'm gonna be the first to admit, dude, I was not giving Dallas that.
Anyone. Dream crush Romo, dude. And, poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. But he threw 506 fucking yards.
I'm not sad for that guy, though.
He finally.
I don't really like him either, but that game was fucked.
It was a beautiful game, dude. And you know what, dude? I don't want to say it's typical fucking Romo, but they put up a great fucking game, dude. Defensively, offensively. And he was throwing fucking bombs, dude.
He was, dude. But
five touchdowns.
Know,
he hit 500 club Peyton, finally.
He always shows a glimpse of something good.
Yeah, that's what it is, dude, right? Like,
sometimes.
Peyton's run was fucking sick, too, when he ran the touchdown.
Oh, that was fucking. He fucking totally just clinched it. And
nobody saw it. Cameraman's fucking.
Backdoored it to the left side of the field for the end zone. Yeah, dude, that was a clean fucking play, dude.
So, very cool,
very
cool.
Dope to see, dude. Yes, great game, though, dude. Tonight's game is.
We got Jets and Atlanta, but we got a couple more games.
Sorry,
we got the Niners and Houston. Yeah, Niners took it 34-3. Mm-hmm. Houston sucks now.
They normally have a good defense, and for some reason, it's just not showing up. Foster's not doing shit either, right?
No, he's not doing anything. I don't know what's going on.
A lot of running backs aren't doing any much, I guess, for some reason.
Oakland took down San Diego. Wow.
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Wow.
I didn't see that game. It was a late game because of fucking. Fucking Oakland A's are fucking in the playoffs for MLB, but yeah, dude, it's just one of those things, man. Go ahead.
Like we said, the game right now is Jets and Atlanta. I'm not really sure what's going on with that game.
I don't see it up yet, but
we'll get back to that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Week six, we'll see if we can get some better picks this week.
Ooh, interesting. Sadie, would you like to join us with this one, man?
Say win or lose.
Yeah, just say win or lose, and we're just going to toss you on. All right, man, start it up, Adam.
Giants in Chicago.
Ooh, Bears, dude.
Nobody games behind.
The Bears.
The Bears. But like you said, they're still up there for their division.
They're still in there. I mean, it's they're still going to be in that no matter what.
All right, I want to go Bears, guys. What's up? CD?
Bears.
Chiming in?
Nah.
Yeah. So that's the Bears, right?
That's the Bears.
Adam. Yeah, man. Like, I have a new, I have a buddy that just came from Chicago, and that's all he does. He goes, nah, nah.
So bad.
And they do that. I guess they do.
It's something. Like, it's a thing.
So he said he was ordering food. He goes, hey, what would you like to eat for dinner? And he looked at the thing and goes, nah. And he makes the ugliest face, and they go, wow, so you guys really do that.
Damn, yeah, that's funny, dude. Spitting that food. Right, so we sweep new shit, right? We sweep that one, dude. Next game, man.
Cincinnati and Buffalo. I'm gonna go Cincinnati.
I'm gonna go Cincinnati as well. Sadie Bills, yes. Bengals. All right, we'll sweep it again.
Lions and Cleveland. Browns are doing really well.
Browns defense are looking good.
I'm gonna go with Detroit on that.
I'm gonna have Reggie Bush. I'm gonna back up. He's opening in that fucking line, dude. And
I see these little glimpses of little like a Barry Sanders when he runs that fast right there.
Yeah, dude, he's looking sharp. I agree. So you're gonna go Browns.
I'm gonna go Browns.
Ooh, Adam. All right, sounds good, man.
Next game, we got your Eagles against Tampa. You know what? I haven't heard anything from Tampa this whole fucking year.
You know
we're
what?
Not.
Tampa
so.
Bay, they lost their quarterback. They're just falling apart. My team is one of those teams, too. I guess we're going to sweep the Eagles, right? Sadie's team.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll go with Sadie on this one. Green Bay and Baltimore.
You guys, this is pretty much an easy call, dude. But actually, no, that's a good game.
Fuck Flacco. I'm going to go
where they playing
Green Bay.
Yeah, where are they
at? Baltimore.
Yeefle, dude. Sadie,
you know what? I'm
going
to go with Baltimore.
I'm going to have to back up. You know what? Yeah, I'll back up fucking Sadie, dude.
Green Bay.
Let's go Baltimore.
All right. Adam's going to Packers. Fuck.
By a touchdown.
Fuck Rodgers, dude, and his double check bullshit. Go for it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's name? Oh, you know what? The linebacker broke his thumb.
Did he? Yo, I thought I heard about
Matthews.
That.
Clay Matthews.
Yeah, Clay Matthews. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm still with Green Bay, though.
All right.
But is his hair still looking good, though?
Oh.
Okay, you'll be on field.
Yeah, we'll be fine. All right, Adam, keep it going. My way at home.
Rams and Houston. I'm going to go Rams with my buddy Christian.
Rams and Houston. For the sake of Houston just been sucking dick, I'm going to back you up on that. Sadie?
I didn't know I could say dick here, too.
Oh, you can cuss your fucking ass off. Right. Yeah.
I came with my Bible today. But okay.
All right.
They'll suck dick, too, then.
Yes, the Rams are hitter Texas.
Big penis. They're going to suck.
All right, sweep it, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go for it.
Raiders against Kansas. Kansas is going to fuck.
God.
Raider Nation.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kansas City, dude. I mean, Raiders.
Raiders played well this weekend. So
you know what, City? They've been playing
good. Is McFadden still out? I think he's still out.
Ooh, I don't know.
If he's out, they're going to win.
Well, they got Janikowski still as their point scorer. Dude.
You know what? I'm going to go with my boy Andrew would want me to pick them. I'm going to pick the Raiders.
Ooh, all right. Sadie goes for
Raiders. I do have a Raider jersey, by the way, too, even though I'm not a Raider.
That does not surprise me.
I got it for 75 cents.
Okay.
So. That also does not surprise me. Dude. So, yeah. All right, dude. Adam, you're going Chiefs or Raiders?
Chiefs.
Ooh, all right, dude. So far, so good, guys. Keep it going, man. Where are you
we're
at?
We're going Panthers versus Vikings.
They have both been sucking balls.
I'm going to go Vikings.
All right, Adam, we'll put you down for Vikings Stadium, man.
Vikings.
The what?
I think that's Vikings in Spanish.
Is it?
I think so.
I think so.
They can correct me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Once you find me.
Oh, they will.
Hit up one of us.
Once you find me.
We'll sweep that one for the Vikings. Adam.
Yeah, your boy Steelers and New York Jets.
My
they
gosh.
Fucking lose to the Jets, Joe.
You're telling me, man.
Throw all your jerseys away. All
right. First of all, I'm not going to throw away my jerseys, dude. If we're not going to go fucking 0-16, dude. We're going to win this one, and hopefully when we play the Giants, we'll win that one.
No, I'm going to go with Jets, too.
All right, so I'm going to go Steelers.
I'm
got to go
Jets.
With my boys, dude, and I'll put Jets. You guys down for fucking the Jets.
Rapisberger needs to fucking go to some more bathroom stalls.
This guy, I need comfort, man.
Well, do you find himself a nice transsexual?
Whatever makes him throw the ball, I guess.
Oh, we got Tennessee and Seattle. I'm going to go Seattle on this one.
Yes, I'm gonna go
Titans
back you
fucking
up, dude.
Suck.
Seahawks, they're studs, dude. Fucking, I like Russell Wilson. I like their D. They got a lot of good things going. Granted, they lost this past week, but I think they're gonna come off that loss and kick some Titans ass, dude. So we're gonna sweep that.
Blowout of the week: Denver versus Jacksonville.
Dude, there's a spread on this one, 28 fucking points.
I thought it'd be more, dude.
I'm thinking he's gonna get fucking that within the first fucking quarter, dude. I think
at least five touchdowns.
Yeah, I kind of want to think he's gonna have mercy on them a little bit, but we're gonna sweep that one for sure.
Cool,
but yeah, I just thought that was interesting that 20-point spread.
Sergio's Niners in Arizona.
Yes, dude, you've been riding Arizona for fucking since week one. I want to see, dude.
I'm going Niners.
I'm going, what?
Wait. All right. You go first.
Okay. Niners are a fucking solid team. Cardinals haven't been playing. Now you're back out of it? I know.
Well, I got a hot streak. Oh, you know what? San Francisco.
Don't be a little bitch. All of a sudden jumping ship?
No, I mean, because Arizona's good.
You normally go Arizona.
You're going Niners? But I have Kaepernick in my fantasy league. Oh, that's the only
reason. All right, dude.
Two of my fucking
CD, leagues. Who would you like to go with, man? Cardinals?
Well, I got to go with the Niners.
All right, cool. We'll sweep that one as well, dude.
Brady's going to come back and fuck people up with the Saints.
Where is this at? And then it's against
it's fucking Drew Brees. It's in fucking New England. Oh. Bella cheats. He's gonna fucking. You know, they're gonna get to work this
week. Brady. He's like my team, and he has nobody to fucking throw to, dude. I'm going Saints, dude.
What the fuck?
I'm going the Patriots once again. I'm the guy Patriots with the best hair is gonna win.
That's true. All right, scars.
Watch this. I must like guys with long hair or something, huh?
Yeah, or something, right? And I cut my hair. Fuck.
Washington and Dallas. I'm gonna go Dallas. The way they played Sunday. Dallas.
And RG3 is sucking dick, dude.
He's overrated,
I think,
dude.
We're going to sweep that, but say to your comment, Redskins, how do you feel they're doing? Are you a fan at all? Cowboys, I mean, you were talking shit on Romo.
I don't like the Cowboys whatsoever.
You don't buy the Cowboys as a team this season?
I don't buy Romo.
Okay.
It's time to put
All right.
You're going to Washington.
I'm going to go Washington.
All right. Okay. They lost.
No. Let's go with that.
Okay. I got Colts in San Diego.
You know, Andrew Luck's fucking throwing the ball fucking pretty dope this season, dude. Good. I'm not a Chargers fan by any stretch of the word. Fuck Rivers. Fuck his whole team, too, dude. I'm going Colts. I'm going Luck, man. You guys, gentlemen.
With all those fucks, I thought you were going to go Chargers.
You know,
let's go Chargers.
Ooh, all right.
That's what Chargers. I like to go against the grain.
We're going
to
Skype you up next week. We're going to get you an account. Yeah, I'm going to go Colts.
Colts, all right, man.
Bye weeks.
That's why I bought you food already. I lost already.
It's going to be interesting because it's kind of spread up to a few of these ones. But yeah, thanks for the group, man.
We'll good stuff. Fantasy guys, bye weeks of Atlantic and Miami. Change you guys.
Okay, yeah. Good
call.
Do you
have any running backs or quarterbacks?
Yeah, dude.
Cool. We're going to get going on some more news.
Yeah, well, let's do sports talk real quick, dude. I just want to finish up. Do you have any NFL talk? Because I'm going to toss in some MLB real quick.
No, we got none.
Okay, baseball talk real quick, guys. We got the Pirates still win against the Reds, dude. Right now, they are playing Cardinals 2, Pirates 1. The game might be over by now, dude. This one in the series is tied 2-2. Play the winner tonight between Dodgers and Braves. Dodgers were going to throw out Kershaw at 6:30 about an hour ago. So if Dodgers wrap it up, they go to the next round. It's going to be Boston versus Tampa Bay. Red Sox lead the series 2-0. That game is going to be on, actually looks like tonight on TBS. Oh, sweet. Red Sox are losing right now to Tampa Bay. Rays, good looking out.
Bottom of the ninth. Top of the ninth.
Right top now. Of the ninth, dude.
Dodgers
so,
up right now. Second inning,
dude. 1-0. Good call. And the last one for the American League is going to be...
I love baseball.
I love fucking baseball, dude. And this one, Oakland is up 2-1, and that game is going to be played tomorrow at 5 o'clock on TBS, guys. So, should be good, man. Fucking, say to any of these baseball teams in particular you're going
for. You know what? I'm going to go for the A's, because they always beat the Angels' ass all the time anyway. Okay. So, I got to stay Kelly.
You know, I'm not
a big Dodger fan, but I'm a follower.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a hater on them. But.
I'm not a hater on them either, yeah, for sure. But I would like to see Oakland. Have you seen fucking Moneyball?
Yes. Love that movie.
Yeah, great. I'm gonna back you up on that, dude. I'll say Oakland as well. But we'll see where the series takes us, guys. Alright, I'm gonna send this to our next
Okay, we got some news. I've got some comic news, some TV news.
Go for it,
we got let's see. Quicksilver is gonna be played by the guy that plays in Kick-Ass.
Ooh, I heard about that. I don't know the kid's name.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
So he's gonna be playing the next Age of Ultron.
Cool.
Quicksilver. That's gonna be good. NBC News orders a full season of Blacklist. I don't know if you guys are watching that.
I don't watch Blacklist, Sadie.
It's pretty good. No, you don't watch that? Okay. No.
I'm still trying to catch up on all this Breaking Bad. First of all,
fucking sick, dude.
I love it, dude. Top 10 comics for September. Go real quick. Forever Evil was one. Infinity number two.
Okay.
Infinity 3. X-Men Battle of Atom 1. Batman 23.1 Joker. Nice. Batman 23.2 Riddler. Yeah. Mighty Avengers 1. Batman 23.4, yeah. Avengers 19, Batman 23.3. So it looks like fucking Batman
is always kicking ass, dude.
It's always kicking ass.
Oh my gosh, some of them were better than others, but yeah, way cool, man.
Top 10 trade paperbacks. Interesting number. September, East of West, number 1.
Love that fucking comic, dude. Fucking sick, dude.
Justice League Volume 3, hardback.
Nice.
Star Wars Volume 1.
Kind of curious.
Yeah. The Walking Dead, Volume 9.
Volume 9, yeah.
Walking Dead 100 Project. I don't know what that is.
That's that probably a little story arc, but yeah, go for it.
Justice League Volume 2, Saga 1, Saga 2. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
I've probably read that a few times already.
You know what? I
have three daughters and they love My Little Pony.
I bought it for my my girl's nephew.
Okay, how do they do?
He like he's starting his own brony high school thing.
Well, a brony,
man. All right.
Well, you're gonna have to forward that whatever that thing, the title, because I'm pretty sure my daughters will love that.
Nice. Hey, there you go, man. Hey, get a little pony all the way, man.
Sleepy. The last one was Superior Spider-Man Volume 1 hardcover.
Love Superior Spider-Man art. Cool, man.
I don't know if you guys are watching Sleepy Hollow.
Negative. Is that good?
Great season. They just renewed it after two episodes. They renewed it for next season.
All right.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be at New York Comic Con, all the fucking guys.
Dope.
All
right.
It's going to be sick.
Shout out to who is out there. Go for it, man.
That's all I got for news.
Okay. I think I got a... I found out that last week Adam mentioned that a character is going to die on The Simpsons. We also found out a few days ago that...
You didn't listen to last week's episode?
God damn it, dude. I knew there was a mistake calling you over now.
You know what? Wednesdays and Thursdays are my podcast.
Are your podcast days.
Podcast days. So
we'll be up to
I'm going to catch up to that.
Dope, good looking. All right, dude. They just got signed for another, I guess, a season. So season 26 of The Simpsons.
5001 seasons.
Hey, you know it, man. Yeah, dude. So I want to
see. Who are they killing off?
That is still up in the air, dude. So I have no idea yet, dude.
So in The Simpsons movie, when that guy goes, "Bye, everybody," is that guy dead?
That's a good question, right?
I mean, he died in the movie. Shouldn't he be dead in the...
Exactly. Dude. Yeah, dude.
We'll see, man.
You're going to have to look into that.
All right, so did you play video games at all, homie?
The last video game I had was the GTA 3. Ooh. Oh, the 4, I'm sorry.
Not the new one.
Everything else before that I've had.
Okay. I'm gonna give
us. I played the Street Fighter. By the way,
the Capcom ones.
All your asses.
Nice, dude.
All your asses. I mean, it's gotta be Street Fighter 2,
right?
Or Turbo.
Turbo.
I need the classic Super Nintendo controls to smoke you, though, man.
I'm pretty good, man.
And I'll let you choose my character.
Well, in 1990, I was playing the original Street Fighter.
Is that Rancho Market?
No, that's Super Rancho Shoppers Rancho.
I forgot about that.
Exactly,
right, dude.
Exactly. No, but you know what? Those you remember? You know, really quick. You know, the movie Rounders. You got Damon. He goes over and plays Johnny fucking Chang, It was okay. Well, at the time, I thought it was badass player, and there was a guy that they were holding a Street Fighter City Championships.
Idiot.
Well, there was this one guy with a ponytail. He looked like Zangief, and he played with Zangief, right?
Yes.
Nice. And I was like, man, I want a piece of that guy.
Nice.
And I could never find that guy until one day someone goes, hey, man, that guy plays on Bristol and like Willits or something.
No,
there's a little
really?
Market right there. I went all the way out there
you
to find this guy, and I fucked him up that day. And then I just walked in, and that was it. I walked out, and that's all I needed. That was my way.
That one hand, huh, dude?
One,
all right, cool, man. I like that.
So who's your guy you
used?
Back then, I used Guile.
Guile was a very control.
Yeah.
Very controlled
very
character.
Defensive and
yeah,
his defense
exactly.
is offensive.
You control the sonic booms and the flash kick and everything.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's it.
Cool. All right, speaking of video games, guys, I'm going to give out some quick October releases, dude. I've had these for a while. For the month of October, we're October fucking 7th today, dude. Beyond Two Souls comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
Disgaea. Yeah, you guys jump in if you guys have heard of them or if it sounds good. Disgaea, D2, A Brighter Darkness tomorrow. Just Dance 2004. Fuck
Jesus.
That. Pokemon X and Y. There's like a billion fucking Pokemon games. October 12th. Skylanders Swap Force. And so if any of your kids play, dude, maybe it might be something
maybe
you want to
Just make. Dance, I don't know.
Probably right. Hometown Story, October 15th. Wipeout, Create and Crash, October 15th. Worms, Revolution Collection. Don't even know what the fuck that is. Zumba Fitness World Play.
Ooh. Zuma.
Perhaps, I don't know, right?
Get you some.
Rocksmith, don't know what that is, 2014 edition, October 22nd. Sonic Lost World, fuck, there's so many Sonic games, dude. SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankton's Robotic Revenge, October 22nd. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, October
22nd. Turtles are always good.
Turtles are always good.
Yeah, dude. Lego Marvel Superheroes,
those October 22nd.
I like the Lego games, funny. They're funny. This one's a sick one right here. Batman Arkham Origins, October 25th.
Everything Batman seems to be like
blowing the
fuck. Have you played these games, though?
No. Back when I had like the PS2 or something. Batman game and it was always kick ass.
Yeah,
every game I've had from Batman's always been kick ass.
Yeah, same here.
I think Batman's kick ass.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Yeah.
You know, I've seen your sketches that you draw on Facebook. And when I was a kid, dude, I was just the same thing. I drew Batman forever.
Yeah.
Forever. I always drew him in that old school.
That's right. The Michael Keaton artist, dude.
The Michael Keaton one with the old school one.
Nice.
Right
there. I go more the cartoon.
The
animated
one with
series.
The gray with the black.
Big chin.
Yes. Nice, dude. We'll jump into that run right now, guys. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, October 29th.
I hate Assassin's Creed.
I've never played them. They look good to me. Angry Birds, Star Wars, October 29th. Mm. Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. They're still making Pac-Man games, guys. I like the arcades.
I remember when I played Batman.
Battlefield 4, October 29th, and WWE.
The Battlefield's supposed to be a big game, too, coming out.
Yeah, right? It's a shooter, though, right?
Yeah, it's
another
shooter.
Big shooter. Everyone and their mother love shooters right now.
Those are tough games.
If you don't know how to play, don't fuck around. This guy's just too.
New releases for the month of October, guys. All right, what else we got, dude?
You got the books coming out this week, right? Wednesday?
Yeah, dude, you want me to go over this?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
All right, guys. Here we go, man. I'm sorry. All right, guys. I'm just going to read the Marvel and DC titles, DC comics that come out October 9th. On October 7th today. This comes out Wednesday. Astro City number 5. Batgirl number 24.
Yeah.
Batman number 24 comes out, dude. It's with 4 alternate covers, which should be interesting. Batman Arkham Unhinged, number 19. Batman Little Gotham, number 7.
We can say yes or no on these.
Okay. Yeah. You guys can sign, man. If anything sounds good, dude.
No.
Batman Volume 2, The City of the Owls. Sick, dude. Trade paperback. Catwoman 23, sucks dick.
Yeah.
Coffin Hill, I hear they're good. Constantine, number 7.
No.
I don't dig on him, dude. DC Comics Bombshell, Wonder Woman statue. No, so statue, fuck that. Fuck the statues. Katana, number 8.
No.
Lucifer Volume 2 trade paperback.
Jesus.
This one I'm stoked on. Nightwing number 24.
Nightwing's gonna
be fucking sick. Smallville Season 11 number 18. Stormwatch number 24. Suicide Squad number 24.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe two.
Well, that one sucks dick too.
Superboy number 24. Superman the Man of Steel.
I should only say dick a lot of times. I don't know.
Going for me, Rock and Roll. You came to the right podcast, man. Superman, Wonder Woman number 1 with 4, 5, 6 different.
What's the number 1? That's gonna be good.
Yay nay, dude.
It's gonna be yay.
We can review it just because we can review it, dude.
Oh, check it out.
Trillium number 1, second printing. I'm gonna talk about that one soon. Trinity of Sin, Phantom Stranger number 12, World's Finest number 16. Those are DC releases, guys. Last one's gonna be Marvel fucking releases, and I don't know what comes out for Marvel yet, dude. Although I got a shout out, Image Comics is gonna release Ghosted number 4. So
yes,
I think we're gonna review
boy.
That. Next week, dude. Yes, we're working with an artist right now, or a writer, and he's ready to jump on the show with us, Sadie, so if you guys can catch that, yeah, man. Marvel title, we have Astonishing X-Men number 18. You're a fan, right? Avengers AI number 4.
Yeah.
The Age of Ultron shit. Just if it has Age of Ultron, fuck that shit, dude.
Fuck it.
Avengers Arena number 16.
Is it Voltron?
Ultron.
Oh man, that's something like
that. Although I think there is an Ultron, dude. Avengers Kree Skull War. Captain America number 12?
No.
Captain
America sucks.
Cataclysm by Classified. That's a poster, never mind. Deadpool number 18. I'm over fucking Deadpool, dude. Dexter number 4.
No.
Fearless Defenders number 10. I'm a yay on that one.
You like Fearless.
Infinity number 4 of
Hell
6.
Hell
yes. I'm in on that one, dude. We got a Superior Spider-Man Gypsy poster, all right? Superior Spider-Man team-up, number 4.
No team-up.
Thanos Rising trade paperback.
No, I already collected. No, you collected it, right?
Not the Thanos, right?
Okay.
Actually, yes, I did collect it. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. It pissed me off by the end, dude. Thor, God of Thunder, number 14.
Maybe.
Ultimate Comics, X-Men, number 32.
No.
I've been collecting those.
Ultimate Comics?
I think I'm jumping off that one.
Jesus.
That's the only Ultimate I'm collecting.
Okay.
But they're going to end soon anyways. Uncanny X-Force number 12?
Negative.
Wolverine number 10. I jumped off of number 3, dude.
There's too many Wolverine
books. It's just been a piece of shit fucking book, dude. X-Men number 6. I'm a yes for that one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Those are our Marvel releases for Wednesday, October 9th.
Very cool.
All right, man.
Before we jump into our comic news... I mean, our reviews. So we got a couple shout outs. Sadie?
Yes, man. You're our guest, man. You got anything to plug, rock and roll?
Yeah, man. My wife's actually going to be having a little kind of art show over at downtown 4th Street in Santa Ana.
Awesome.
She does a lot of Day of the Dead inspiration stuff.
Dope shit, dude. Yes, yes.
A lot of girl stuff. But, you know, she also has some things for guys. Come check it out, man. It's just a cool event. Day of the Dead right after Halloween, and it just goes down real nice. And
dope,
real.
Man. All right.
So come check it out. You can see her at Chili Beans at Facebook. At Chili Beans.
Oh, there you go, man. Sweet. Right, cool. And if anybody wanted to hit you up, dude, if you want to drop your Facebook, man.
Yeah, Sadie Morales, that's it. Find me, Sadie Morales, at Facebook.
I think he's like the only Sadie Morales.
You're never going to find another dude. No. You might, I don't know, maybe in Saudi Arabia or something. But.
Well, not just like Sarabella, too. I mean, we're in the same boat, homie.
Yeah,
come on.
Jesus.
Dope, man. All right, cool. Sounds good. You want to give a shout out to any of your boys or anything?
You know, the same old cats that I always do to Santa Ana Wolfpack and everybody at El Dorado High School.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, same old friends I've had forever, same old friends I have now.
Dope. Love it, man.
Alrighty. Is that it?
Hit me up. Bye.
Sweet. Well, I'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and this is the second part of our program. We're going to be reviewing three books. The first book I'll be taking on, which was... We tried to do something a little different this week, and I wanted to read some Captain Sucker Punch.
Yes, we normally agree with the comic that we read, two books at least that we read.
Yeah.
And Adam and I, you know, we met, had a meeting after our show last weekend. We're like, all right, let's review Captain America.
Yeah, we read the same stuff over and over again. We want to get you guys some new stuff.
Yes.
Sadly enough, this was not... Great.
I went to the comic book store, dude, and I pulled it off the shelf, and I scrolled through it, and I'm like, I'm so not buying this shit.
You know what, dude? Well, it's Captain America Living Legend 1.
Yes, go for it, man. You read it, you handle it, man.
You know, it really felt like I was back in history class, asleep.
It kind of looked boring. Like,
bad. Like, what the fuck? I'm so glad I didn't buy this.
The art looked okay, though, but I don't know, though. I read a few captions, and it wasn't enough to pull me in, man.
Well, obviously, it takes back in World War II. Bunch of Russians. Starts out with a bunch of Russians fighting some Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Russians are under fire and pinned down, as usual.
Yep.
And who comes to the rescue? Of course, Captain Sucker Punch himself. So, out of the trees, he comes out.
Of course, man.
Fucking, I was walking and I saw you guys fighting. So, there he is.
Who's
walking? You know, the first thing is he takes a tank blast to the chest, but he has the shield.
His shield? Yeah. Okay.
But this is back in 1950s. His shield is not as
powerful. It was the uranium, and it wasn't a full adamantium.
Iron Man's dad made it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But I don't know about the whole taking...
You don't buy it?
...a fucking missile to the chest.
All right, touche, you got me, man.
And to make even worse...
There's more. Okay.
I don't know how his shield can fucking cut through metal and cut the tank in half.
Idiot.
Like he...
Not
like
the
he,
whole tank.
No, he threw it and he cut the... you know where the
blaster,
is?
Yeah,
he slices it right in half like
the cannon part.
Fucking no sweat.
Idiot. All right.
Yeah. So Sucker Punch gives a speech on how not to kill the Germans.
Yeah.
Russians want to kill them.
Of course.
Russians talk shit as how weak Americans are.
Yeah.
But Sucker Punch did save their ass. So.
Oh, and they're still talking shit.
They're still talking shit.
Motherfuckers. He should use their shield and slice them all up for that.
Fucking head off. So Captain saves a soldier that turns out to be one of the first guys to hit the moon.
Okay.
It keeps it jumps from there.
It's time, right?
Yeah.
I thought I noticed that because somebody was working on a rocket ship or something.
Yeah,
like
so
that,
it's the first Russian to the moon.
Okay.
And then it jumps to today where they're in outer space looking at a new type of energy source.
Okay.
Shit goes wrong as usual.
Of course.
It explodes. Gets back to S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, of course, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah,
S.H.I.E.L.D. is floating around.
On top of everything, man, yeah.
With Cap on the case, which is always a bad idea.
Mm.
But that's pretty much it. I mean, the art was okay.
It did look good.
The writing was horrible.
Catch the writer or artist?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Just to give you guys a little bit of insight, you guys. This one just dropped last week, last Wednesday. So
let me double check real quick.
You know what? Don't sweat it. If it's like balls, fuck it.
I'll get it during the the next show. Okay. I mean, not the next show, but later on the show.
Okay, man. I guess did you get anything else to add to that one, man?
That is the negative.
Okay, awesome, man.
Don't buy this book.
All right, guys. The next book we're going to review is going to be Forever Evil number 2.
Very nice.
I totally dug this book, dude. It starts off. We've always had a rat problem down here, though they aren't very smart. No one's ever invented a better rat trap because there's no need to. That's what the Syndicate are thinking right now.
That was speaking really cool intro. Yeah, right? I know. Copyrights.
Think, yeah, copyrights, right. They think they've caught all the rats. Davy Smalley said the survival of the fittest is an ageless law of nature, but the fittest are rarely the strong. The fittest are those endowed with the qualifications for adaptation. The ability to accept the inevitable and conform to the unavoidable, to harmonize with existing or changing conditions. You can translate that quote two different ways. Either keep your head down and accept your obsequious fate, or you use your brain and challenge it. The world is weak-willed and has done the former. They don't want to rock the Syndicate's boat, so it's up to me to sink it. And of course, it's Lex Luthor.
Lex is blowing it up, this book. The very intros in these books.
He really is, dude. So that's how the book starts off, and Lex Luthor is looking for something in his building. Now, everything's shut down. Power's still fucking berserk. It goes to a panel of the Teen Titans, and Red Robin is like, we are going to go to the Justice Tower, and we're going to find Nightwing. Last issue ended with the Crime Syndicate beating the shit out of fucking Nightwing and exposing him for Dick Grayson, you know, his true self is. And the Teen Titans are like, dude, well, if the Justice League got taken out, what's to say we're going to do anything to them? And then fucking Red Robin says, we fight until our dying breath. And then Superboy says, you sound like Batman.
Fuck, and everyone knows like who Batman.
Red Robin is. He is one of the original Robins. And he's like, and you just start acting like Superman instead of with Superboy. So straight up clowning him like, bitch, like...
I like how whenever they really pump up the Bat family.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like, they don't fuck around.
Yes.
Everyone that comes from Batman's
when she hits the fan, they never want to run. They come up with the plan, and they got to save the day, dude.
Always.
So I love that you mentioned that, because that's always totally what happens, dude. So now it comes to a panel with the Crime Syndicate. This Batman, who is Owlman, a Green Lantern guy, a Flash guy, freaking Ultraman, and Superwoman. And there's just fucking... We find out there's a conflict with this team. Now, Green Lantern's ring is literally chewing him the fuck up, although he's not Green Lantern. They're an evil version of the Justice League, is pretty much exactly what it is. And his ring's fucking just beating him up, so they're trying to figure out, okay, well, bitch, fucking
ring. These guys are not, I'm sorry to interrupt, not Earth 2 guys, right?
No, they're Earth 3 guys.
Earth 3, yes, oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
So these guys are the Crime Syndicate, dude. And they have a certain Alfred guy here, and they want to kill because they still have Nightwing captive. So they're all like, let's kill him. He's not the same Nightwing from our world. Let's get rid of him. And Ultraman, which is quote-unquote Superman, is like, no, we let him live, and you know, we're going to use him for bait. But from bait from what? They already took out fucking the Justice League, which they haven't gone into that yet. Anyways, guys, I'm sorry. So the rest of the book goes on. There's just this conflict between them. We come to find out that Superwoman is...
Oh, this kid.
Owlman has been taxing her.
So that Owlman is Batman.
Quote, unquote, yes. And whoever the fuck's hitting me up, shut the fuck up. Anyways, yes, dude. So, it goes back to another panel, and we find out what Lex Luthor is looking for. It's like there's still 5 years to go on his quote, unquote, project. And he really has no choice, dude. So the U.S. government finally goes up to freaking the Justice League Tower, the Fallen Tower, and they start attacking, and they're getting their ass kicked by, you know, by this evil Flash.
Yeah, he's fucking up.
Yo, dude. By himself, he's rocking people. Yeah. So Teen Titans come just in the nick of time to save the fucking day. And they start scrapping with the villains or the Syndicate. So it goes back to another panel. This person that Lex Luthor, his project, has been working on. It looks, I guess, bizarre.
Bro. I was gonna say the same thing because
the way he puts on,
the suit, it's like, no, bitch, it's backwards. It's like, yeah.
Exactly right, like a little.
So, fucking Eli with it, with a
yeah, big time Eli, dude. And then he even tells him, dude, so fucking this guy knows Lex Luthor is his creator. He's kind of like a Frankenstein motherfucker. We don't know his powers yet, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Bizarro.
Right, right. So now next panel goes into Teen Titans just getting fucking their asses fucking kicked by two of the fucking villains.
They always get fucked up.
Of the crime syndicate, and they're just totally smoking, dude. So now Lex Luthor gives fucking this creature, which again Bizarro quote unquote, gives him Superman's suit, and he puts it on, and he tells Lex Luthor, tells him right off the bat, you put it on backwards, stupid. Eli Manning
putting the fucking Giants jersey
on backwards.
Backwards, right? Fucking left, right shoes backwards.
Exactly, dude. So it's cool, you know. But again, Lex Luthor's running the show. He puts on his fucking purple and green costume, that armor that I'm pretty sure a bunch of you guys have seen. And he's like, this is a job for Lex Luthor. So now Lex Luthor being Lex Luthor, he can't let these fucking bastards take over his world because he still feels...
Jeff Johns writing a really good...
Oh, yes. I'll drop the name and artist right now because I really love this book right now. So it comes to a panel where there's this canon of some sort. And true scientists are in there trying to protect it. They don't want anybody. It's called the Red Room. It contains the most dangerous technology on Earth. And all you hear is a bam. Bam and boom, finally, and the door opens, and it's fucking Batman beat the fuck up, and he's like, your son needs you, Dr. Stone. He's with Catwoman, who's beat the fuck up, and it's Cyborg just ripped into way more.
Yeah, dude, I was like, pieces, I didn't remember him having no legs or arm. I remember he had like missing a leg and an arm.
Yeah, and he was you know, a cyborg anyways, but now he's just like a
torso.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. He's missing his arms, his legs. I mean, literally, like, he's just his fucking torso, dude. And then he's like, you know, they're like, you're alive, Batman. Where are the rest of the Justice League? They didn't make it.
Fuck. So,
of course, the first one to survive the wreckage would be Bruce Wayne, Batman. So again, he's with Catwoman. I love this book, guys. It's a definitely read. We went over issue number one a few issues or, you know, podcast ago. So
yeah, we did. Go back. It was good.
If you guys dig, you know, feel free to hit us up. Let us know what you think. But the writer, like Adam mentioned, is Jeff Johns. He is killing for DC.
He does really good big stuff.
Yes, big crossover events. He's the man, dude. The penciler or the artist is David Finch. And again, it's just a beautiful, beautiful fucking book from beginning to end. So
I think at the end of the book, don't they show the crossovers?
Yes, they do. They have a list of
crossovers.
The next one. So the next one's going to go into just League of America number 8.
Fuck, I don't want to buy it.
Suicide Squad number 24, Forever Evil, Rogues Rebellion. So it's just like every other crossover is going to jump into every book. Now, I'm probably going to pay attention to just the Forever Evils. I'm doing the Battle of the Atom. I'm buying so many comics for that one. Dude. I'm just going to stick to this one. But if you guys come across a good Forever Evil crossover Titan comic, please let us know. I've heard there are a few good ones out. But this is the end of Villains Month, starting with Forever Evil. So now our comics are going to go back to normal for the most part.
Yeah.
Just minus, I guess, the wreckage from what the heroes are going through now, whichever ones have survived or figuring out what happened to them.
And if there's any comic books you guys want us to read, I know.
Yes.
Our boy, the Dolphin fan, Albert.
Yes.
Loves Aquaman. So
yes, and Aquaman is
really good. Aquaman is really good. Right now, so I might pick up. I don't know if it comes out next week, but if you guys want us to read a certain comic we're open to check it out.
Independent comic, Valiant, Image, fucking Marvel, DC, whatever you guys got. Boom.
Everything.
Any title.
Last week we did a special issue with Zombie Outlaw,
and it's an independent artist. So I mean, I totally agree, Adam. Great call on that, dude. Again, you can hit us up. You can find us on Twitter.
Mem the Beaner.
You can find me at the number 4, The Villain. All right, guys. It's one of my book of the weeks as well, guys. So I'll just toss that in right now so I won't bore you later on. Adam, keep it going, man. Rock and roll.
The next book was actually my book of the week.
Nice.
Swamp Thing. And,
yeah, it's a great book, dude.
Charles Soule. Soule?
Charles Soule, yes, you're right.
Is killing it on Swamp Thing.
Oh, my gosh. You're doing so good, dude.
He's doing a lot more comics, too, coming up at the New York Comic Con that are going to be announced. We'll get to that when that happens.
Yes, most definitely, man.
The artist is Andrea Barzamin.
Yes, Bresson.
Bresson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Guest
can't.
Artist, though, by the way, too.
Yeah, I kind of look a little different from its usual. But
still good. Go for it, man.
Great book.
I agree.
You know, it starts off with the Cedar is revealed in this issue. I like how they go back to, like, when Charles started this arc.
Yes.
And there was, like, this giant, beautiful waterfall place in the Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
And Swamp Thing is like, you know what? This is not supposed to be here.
Yes, it's fucking with his ecosystem. Since he's part of the green. Exactly, that's exactly what it is. So, I mean, he knows it's not supposed to be here. So
tears it up.
We find out how that comes into place. Go for it, Ben.
Yeah, so then Cedar goes back. And this kind of shows how the beef between Swamp Thing and Cedar. Yeah. Cedar's pissed off because, hey, man, I spent a long time making this. And Swamp Thing just tore it up.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing knows how Cedar's working. He knows how to fuck up, like Joe said, about the ecosystem. Also, we find out, we all know that Cedar knows who Swamp Thing was.
His true identity.
His true identity.
Before switching or turning into
getting the green. Was it Alan Howard? Or
Howlett? Not Howlett, right?
Hallman.
Yes.
We'll get that for you.
Alec Holland, yes.
Yes, Alec Holland. And then I guess it was one of his students.
Kind
of
seems like
kind of like that, because he left that message. Side note, I also really digging his power. Swamp Thing has crazy powers. Like, he turns into fucking leaves after he's talking to the girl that he's saving.
Yes, and that's the girl who's quote-unquote supposed to protect him.
She's not doing a really good job.
Yeah, she's getting her ass kicked.
She got fucked up.
He keeps leaving her in his swamp thing, because that's the safest place for this bitch. And yeah, she's just a pointless fucking bodyguard, dude.
Yeah, I like how he turns it to leaves, and like later, homie blows away to wherever he needs to go.
Yeah.
So we jump back to Cedar talking to the group of trees, the green.
Yes, and he's... Go ahead, Mike.
He's pissed off. You know, he's Cedar, his power is only because he saved... They gave him power because he only saved Swamp Thing, I guess, in Annual One.
Yes.
I don't really remember, and I read it, but that was like a year ago.
You know, I'm in the same boat, Ludga, because that was literally a year ago. But yes, the Green apparently are using the Cedar 2, which I guess...
They saw potential in him.
Yes, and now it looks like they want them to duke it out.
Yeah,
see who has the better mindset and who can... work the green better or just
he proved himself in this comic book, because he fucks Swamp Thing up.
Like, he kicks his
Swamp Thing's
ass,
a little
dude.
Cocky. He's like, what are you gonna do to me, dog? You gonna throw seeds at me?
And he really does
fucking spurt out apples,
and he really does.
And he goes, you know what, bitch,
and everything,
this is my homebrew. So he throws these seeds at him, and he grows like an extra like a head, like, I don't know what it is, like thorns, and it just takes over his whole body.
Yes,
like,
he looks like a fucking giant fucking you look at what he does with his face, dude. Like,
dude, he holds it by the nose like a bull. Like,
oh yeah, oh no shit, dude.
So
like, I tamed this bitch like big time, dude. And
so he proves himself to the green, like, hey dude,
you see, I am worthy. And he's still fucking, why isn't the parliament stopping this? Like, he's getting his ass kicked,
and then Sucker Punch number 2
from Homegirl is the
finally
bodyguard.
Finally doing something.
She's been in the run for like what, 6 issues, and she hasn't done jack shit.
Dude, she's been broken ribs. She didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's very true.
Sucker punches him. Swamp Thing gets a little bit of his power back.
Yes, finally
about to crush him.
Yep.
And we get that other scene.
Yes.
Of something or his conscience or someone is wanting him to lose control.
And we caught that about issue number 21, 22, right? When it first happened, when he heard this voice, and we don't know where it's coming from.
So, it's telling him to kill him. Swamp Thing goes the Captain America route, does not kill him.
I know, they should have fucking killed him, dude.
So, this is where we were talking about before. The Green decides, you know what?
The Parliament, yes.
You two are gonna duke it out to become the Avatar of Green, and then Swamp Thing's pissed. So we're gonna see maybe Green Olympics type of special Olympics.
So, well, that's the best way to put it, dude. So I don't know what kind of, what they're gonna make them do. You guys are gonna do the sock fucking race.
Whoever can swim faster. grow branches, grow some wood faster.
Seriously. So it's going to be interesting. I love, like Adam mentioned, dude, Soul is kicking ass on this fucking book, dude. Keep it up, dude. We're learning more about Swamp Thing's powers. And it is just written so fucking nicely. And I give Brennan credit, Andre Bresson.
Yeah, dude.
I think the art still fits the mood of the comic. And I'm very curious to see where this goes.
He stepped it up.
I totally agree. I dig, man. So, all right, cool. That's our third book of the review list. Adam, you said this was also your book of the week.
My book of the week was
cool. All right, so we're on top with digging on what we like so far, man. Okay, cool. Do you have anything else you want to shout out as far as books that you?
No, that's good for right now. Let's move on to your book.
Yes, final book of the week for me is going to be All New X-Men number 17.
X-Men's,
and it's Battle. Yes, dude, Battle of the Atom chapter 6.
So good.
Very good, dude. So this is years from now, dude. It starts off with Allison Blair, who is Dazzler, dude. She's getting spoken to by a few mutants.
Oh, it's Dazzler?
Of the Wave future. Allison Blair, right?
I thought it was Cyclops chick.
No. Emma Frost?
Yeah, that was Emma Frost.
No.
Oh, my bad.
It's actually Dazzler, who current times is working for S.H.I.E.L.D. So they talk her into becoming... running for fucking president, dude. It's nice. Pretty much what it is, dude. And it so happens where they talk her into it and she wins the election, dude. Like,
yeah.
This is the future now. This is the Beast that came back. The Jean Grey that came back, Zorn. We see a bunch of X-Men. We see Vision in the background, like, happy for her. We see Captain Sucker Punch there. We see some old man. We see a bunch of youngsters that we don't know who they are yet. But anyways, dude, she finally wins and there's mutants in the fucking audience, like, they're stoked, like, you know, like, we finally did it, you know, like, which is way cool, dude, to see. And then as she's giving her speech, she gets fucking blasted. And the X-Men are just like Madrix. So this multiple man has his multiples all over the place, like snipers, like, just keeping her safe, and all the multiples are fucking dead already, dude.
It's crazy, dude. Crazy panel.
Yeah, right, dude. I'm digging.
Like,
I'm
to
digging
the face. Right, fire blast dude. Somewhere.
So she's Donsky's, dude, and we see this giant fucking, I don't know, dude, creatures from hell. They gotta be, dude. So we limbo, perhaps. But now this is really cool about the last book, dude. Is chapter number 5. Magic brings the younger versions, teenage versions of Iceman and Beast to this future. And she's like, dude, these X-Men that came back are not who they tell us. Like, something's fucked up in their future. So she goes see them, and Colossus, her own brother, is fucking there. They see each other. And I love that.
Dude. With that fucking stash?
Yeah, I know, right? It's a metallic mustache beard.
Oh, man.
And I just love it, dude, because... the first thing I noticed, I mean, they always give each other a hug, and even though they can be from any world, any timeline, like, they just have, it's brother and sister, dude. They always miss each other. And I noticed that he has her soul sword on his back.
Oh, shit, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, dude, so fucking way sick, dude. And, this chick who looks like Blink, we find out it's Jubilation. Jubilation Lee, which is Jubilee. Now,
so it's Jubilee.
Yeah, but they call her Wolverine. And on the cover, she's got... I don't know what the fuck
happened.
What
the fuck?
So I'm curious about these
X-Men. No fireworks.
So now it goes to a flashback again where when the day Allison Blair, Dazzler, died. And I love this fucking book, dude. Like, Beast just finally... This demon-looking fucking Beast from the future. He's like, you know, all this time we've wasted. We keep thinking we can change things. And nothing ever gets changed. She kind of says, fuck it. So now at this... Jean Grey School for Younger Learning of the future, from which these bastards telling the younger kids, like, they have to go home.
Yeah.
I love this, dude. This new...
Oh, the new Iceman?
Future Iceman is fucking sick.
Fucking Gandalf, dude.
Oh, but he looks so fucking sick, dude. And he's like... What just the interaction between Bobby Drake and Bobby Drake is always cool, just because... It's fucking Bobby Drake, dude. So, it's just fucking cool fucking panels, dude. And these... X-Men are telling these kids, like, or time magic, youngster Cyclops, youngster Beast, like, we can't tell you guys much. If you guys know too much and go back, you guys can still fuck up our time or future or even your own future. So they don't want to tell them too much. Although Bobby Drake's like, so if I'm a badass old man like you right now, how is it that I'm able to, how come I'm hulked out with, and he's like, well, that's a power that, and then it, he just stops right there.
Yeah, it's like Iceman being Iceman, like still messing things up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, I just told you the same.
So way, way cool, dude. And they're like, you know, X-Men anywhere you go are gonna want to fucking help people out, and Magic and Young Beast, Young Iceman convinced these future X-Men to come back to talk to them, because apparently the first roster that came, which was Deadpool, we find out last issue was a piece of shit, fucking Jean Grey, the Professor X looking motherfucker. So those guys are the shady X-Men with the twisted looking Beast. We don't know exactly what happened, but now these better X-Men, what it looks like they have better morals,
right,
come back, and it's, they're gonna confront more X-Men. So like Adam said, all new X-Men's, because there's a million fucking X-Men. We told you guys, because it was gonna be a clusterfuck, dude, with these comics, but this is one of my comics of the week, dude. I love it, dude. I'm a big X-Men fan anyways. How do you feel about that, dude?
That, I mean, the whole series is legit. I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah. I'm, you know, there's so much stuff going on, but I do have a question. Is this the chick, the president chick, that smoke? Is that the chick that Mystique took over?
Yes.
So do you think it's Mystique? Funny,
you mentioned that. Now it could go anywhere. Now that's the first thing I said. Like, how long into the future is Mystique? Dazzler, how long does she keep up that facade? How long does she keep tricking people? Or is it actually
She's pretty When she's committed to something, she's pretty...
She's in for the long haul.
Yeah, she's in for the long haul.
Yeah, so that's a great question, although I'm pretty sure they'll answer it. And a writer is our boy, dude, Brian Michael Bendis, like always, dude.
Bendis, I don't understand. Why is Bendis so good with X-Men?
Yes.
You know, I asked my buddy Sam, and he said because Ultron was... had so many other editors.
Yeah.
Had so many people.
There were so many cooks in the kitchen, I guess is what they say, dude. Stuart Immonen is the artist, dude. And again, one of my books of the week, dude, but that's a great point, and I agree, dude. There were, again, too many fucking people
on writing. People.
Too big of a fucking crossover, too, dude. Like, he can't foresee everything. I mean, he was juggling a grip load of books, too. But you're right. Him writing X-Men, he's a fucking sick-ass motherfucker, dude.
I have to give him credit.
He's
doing really good.
So, those are my books of the week, guys. We had a fucking blast, Adam. Anybody you want to give shout-outs to, go for it, man.
Let's see.
Final shout-outs.
I'm going to give some shout-outs to my buddy Sam. He works at a comic store.
Nice.
Comic book hideout. I was talking to him, and he's going to be leaving to New York Comic Con Thursday.
Dope, dude. Okay.
And I asked him, you know, if he can come on our show.
Yeah, actually, I was going to hit you up. Ask him if he's down to jump on.
Hit us up on some announcements, what's going to happen.
Oh, even better, dude. So yeah.
Hopefully, we can get him on. That'd be awesome.
Okay, awesome. I got my final shout-out today, dude. His name is Andy McDonald. He's a fucking cool cat. My supervisor went to school with him. He's actually an artist. He's done NYC Mech, which is an Image title. He's done Terminator. Fucking, I forget which year it is, like 2079. But he's from New York. He sent me a fucking grab box today.
Another one today, dude.
I'll bring those in just so you can scope those out, dude. And if I got doubles, you can pull out the doubles and you can grab them.
Nice.
But so thank you, Andy. You're a fucking badass. Hopefully sometime we can get you on the show soon as well, man. I think that's it, man.
That's it. I think that's it. Special thanks to our guest, Sadie.
Yes, Sadie, man. Chime in.
Good stuff.
All right, cool. All right. That works, dude.
He's on his way out.
All right, guys. All right, you guys can find us on iTunes under Comic Syndicate. You guys hit us up on
iTunes, yes. Please.
Leave some input. Leave some stars, guys.
Stars. We don't have to write any stars.
Yeah.
We're getting some good feedback last week with the downloads.
Yes, dude. So, we were looking pretty solid. Dude.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, everyone who listened, and Captain Midnight. Again, dude, you guys are fucking dope, dude. You guys can find them at the Long Beach Horror Convention.
In mid-November, right?
And that's going to be, November 23rd and 24th. Yes, if we could, it's going to be the Long Beach Horror Convention. Would be dope, dude. So that's much love to you guys. Thanks again, you guys. ZombieOutlaw.com.
Cool.
All right. We are Comic Syndicate, guys.
We will see you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.